Clifford on 90.
All right, hold him just a minute.
Thank you. He'll be right with you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Called me up and asked me if I wanted him to go to Poland. He thought I knew about it, and I said, no, I haven't heard of it, don't know anything about it, don't know what the merits are. I'd be guided by your judgment. If you think you ought to go, I'll go with you. If you don't think you ought to go, I'd stay. So I just checked it back to him. And, I'd called two or three times to ask about his brother, and been very friendly. Bill Benton came in just now and said he'd been talking to Harriman and some of them, and that he urged me to send Bobby to Moscow as ambassador with some ideas, because Khrushchev wanted to get along, and he hoped I'd send Sergeant Shriver to Paris. I didn't comment either way. I don't know whether there's a plant. He said Harriman had suggested this, and Harriman met him. Harriman and Bobby are pretty close. He may be wanting that kind of world experience, but I don't have any idea. Anyway, that's your department, and I just thought you ought to have all this background in case you got called or talked to. I assume he'll tell me about it this afternoon. If he does, I'll just say fine, whatever you want to do in regard to New York. That's your business, and if you would decide you want to do it, I'm prepared to go with you. If you don't, that's all right, too. There was a talk. A newspaper man came in yesterday, said they had a meeting 2 weeks ago up at Hyannisport. And Salinger came in, and Ken O'Donnell, and a number of them, and that they said that they had Massachusetts and New York and Illinois and Ohio and California, and they had about 40% of them that thought he'd make the best president, but they decided to head tidings in from Maryland. They'd go back and have a little survey, and they'd meet again about the time of the Republican convention. I don't believe anything like that happened. They might have talked about the vice presidency, but we checked it though. Walter Jenkins did, and Salinger was here, and they did. There were some. They did have a. He was up there during that weekend. Now, I don't know. This newspaper man told a fellow on the Judiciary Committee, the Senate. He told me. I don't know how much truth is in it. Larry O'Brien told me he definitely wanted the second place. He has been to California on TV and meeting with a group out there, and has been in New York a good deal, as you know, and I think has had some contacts in Pennsylvania and Illinois. I think it's something that we ought to look into, and I don't know who ought to look into it, but anyway, that's the picture. And you keep that to yourself. I named Taylor and Alex Johnson, Assistant Secretary of State, in the number one and two places this morning to take over at the lodge. And Taylor's a wonderful civilian, and among the military, he's the best, and we think he can hold this general in line, too. We have to have somebody hold him up, because he may go under any day, and if he do, we go under. Alex Johnson, on the other hand, can take care of the political thing. He's the best expert we have on Southeast Asia, so we thought both of his a good signal to Hanoi and Peiping. Kay Graham's all right. Friendly's a little worried because we don't want a military man, and he thinks it's his job to protect the virtue of that young girl. And he's probably raised hell because we got a military man. That may kick off a little trouble, but Taylor's not a rambunctious military man.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I believe it'll be pretty well received. You got any knowledge or anything you want to tell me?
Oh, I'm interested in these reports you get, and I'll see if I can't
You might wish them goodbye at least before they leave. They're leaving tonight and or in the morning, and you might just say, I see where you're leaving, just wanted to pay my respects.
And see what I pick up.
What have you decided in New York? Be good. Call me.
Thank you very much.
Call me when you hear anything.
I will.